Vayter and Shas, we are in Makkos, the finale. Daf Chav Dalet, picking up three lines down. First word in a line, we said yesterday that the Torah is 613 mitzvos. It's alluded to in the words Torah Tziva Leta Moshe, Torah is Gematria 11, and that's 611, sorry, and that's 611 mitzvos that Hashem gave to Moshe. And we also have two straight from Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elkecha, and Lo Yichalun Acherim. That's 613. Then comes along the Gemara, and it says that we're going to have a series of people that came along, great sages that were maimed the 613 on less, on a smaller number. Not that it means you have to do less mitzvos. You have to do all the mitzvos, of course, but that you should be able to connect and focus on those. We're not able to focus on every one of the 613, not on such high level of those tzaddikim. But to focus on these, and Bez Hashem, be able to connect to Hashem through those. And now it comes along, but David Melech came along and he put it on 11. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem mi yagaber alecha, who is going to be living in your tent? Mi yishkan be Harkoshek, who's going to dwell on your holy mountain? And we have 11 things he says. Holech Tamim, someone who walks with Tumimus. Number two is Paul Tzedek, someone who works righteously. Number three, Dover Emes Bilvavo, speaks truth in his heart. Number four, Lo Ragal Alashono, is not no Lashon Hara. Number five is Lo Aso Re'eu Ra, he didn't do evil to his friend. Number six, V'cherpa Lo Nasa Al Karovo, he didn't throw cherpa, disgrace, on his close ones. Number seven, Nivza Be'enav Nimas, in his in whose eyes a contemptible person is repulsive. Number eight is Vezhiri Hashem Yichabed, one who honors those who fear Hashem. Number nine is Nishba Lahar Velo Yomir, who swears to someone who does something which is a swear which is bad for him, but isn't back out of it. Number 10 is Kaspar Lo Nasam Beneshech, he doesn't get involved with Ribbis. Number 11 is Shochad Lo Naki Lo Lakach, he doesn't take Shochad, bribery, against innocent. Osa Eila Lo Yimot Leolam, someone who does these things will not falter forever. Now let's break it down. Break it down. Here we go now. Holech Tadmim Zeh Avram. Who is Holech Tadmim? Avram Avinu. The service of Pasuk says, it's Alech Lefanai Ve'i Tadmim. Walk before me and be Tadmim. Be complete. Number 2, Paul Tzedek, and works righteous. Could go in Abba Chilkia, like Abba Chilkia, who is someone who served his boss very, very honestly. And the Mefarshim say that he wouldn't even speak what is involved to be able to make sure that he's not being over any sort of gazelle. Don't remember, Bilvavo, someone speaks truth from his heart. Could go in Rav Safra, like the story of Rav Safra. Rashi brings down, Rivan brings down, B'Shiltas Rav Acha. What happened was, he wanted to sell something, and somebody came to go and buy it from him. He's like, hey, I'll give you $100. And the guy was, Rav Safra saying Kriya Shema, and he says, give it to me for that money. He didn't respond. And the guy thought he wasn't responding because he wanted to up the price. It went 200, 300, 400. When he finished, he says, no, it's okay. I'm going to take the 100 he said originally, because that was when my das to go to accept from me. Number four, Lo Rogel Arishon, he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, or he didn't want to have slander on his tongue. That's talking about Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Ulai Yumashini Avi Visibainav Kimistatea. Maybe my father's going to feel me. I'm going to be in front of him like a Mistatea, like a trickster. And I don't want to have any of that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Anybody got time for that? Like, I don't want to be part of such a thing. Says the Rivan Lorotzel Shaker Mitchila Shama Ulay Mushin Yavi. Maybe my father's going to feel me. I don't want to lie. Ella Shima Chricho. His mother said, you got to do it. Valpia Dibor. It's coming from a Nevuah. Dersev Alai Kilosra Beni. Metagamin on Alai It Amar Benevuah said to me in a Nevuah to go and to do this type of thing. Lo Asal Rea Ra. He doesn't do bad for his friend. Number five. Shalor Yad Luminus Chaver. Doesn't go into the business of his friend. Like someone opens up a pizza shop, don't open next door. Vecherpelo Nasal Krovo. He doesn't throw disgrace on those that are close to him. Says Rivan Lo Savel. He doesn't hold the burden of this pain over there. Zemekarev is Krovov, someone who brings his relatives even closer. He goes and he helps them do the right thing. Number seven, Nivza Be'inav Nimas, one in whose eyes a contemptible person is repulsive. Says Rivan Hanimas Lakodesh Baruch Hu Nivzehu Be'inav Shel Adam. The someone who's discussing Tashan is discussing the eyes of a person. Zechizkio is talking about Chizkio. Hamelach Shenivza Haya Be'inav Aviv. His father was disgusting in his eyes. Shenimas Avodas Kochavim. He was involved in Avodah Zara. Zechizkio Hamelach Shegirer Atzmos Aviv B'mitah Shechavalim. He dragged the mita, the bed of his father. His father Achaz was the king also, and he was involved with Avodah Zara. And got people to do Avodah Zara. And we saw that in Sanhedrin, and he dragged his bones through the streets. I think we saw that in Brachos, I remember. Okay, anyway, And Zechizkiah Melech Sigir Atzvos Aviv B'mitzvah Shechavalim, because Achaz did Avodah, he was discussing in Hashem's eyes, and therefore discussing in Chizkiah's eyes. Vasir Hashem Yichaveh, this is number 8, one who honors those who fear Hashem, Zeh Yoshafat Melech Yehuda, Yoshafat the king of Yehuda. Shabbashah Shahayah Roa Tamil Chacham, Yisrael Tamil Chacham, my omen, Mikisim, Mechabkom, and ask you to get up from his chair, and you go to hug him, and kiss him, and carry low, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mari, Mari, and we call him out in a very positive, you know, fashion. Someone who swears to someone who's going to be bad for him, but he doesn't back out of it. And then what happened to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, hey, betaynis achavu lebeisi, I'm attending the tainis until I come back to my house. What is this talking about? He wanted to. He said this in order that he wouldn't have to go eat by the Nasi's house. And even the Gemara in Titus says that this wasn't really a good Shavua, and he could actually back out of it. He kept his word, and he didn't go back on it, even though maybe he was hungry and whatever it is, he went back to his house. Kaspo lo nasan b'neshech, someone who lends money, but he doesn't do it with interest. Afil b'rivisol k'chavim, even with a guy, he says, Rivan, Kidichel Yimshok Vyovel Halfos, he didn't get drawn after doing it for a Jew. Vishokhad al Naki Lolokach, he didn't take a bribe against someone who was innocent. Rashi Rivan says, I feel Shokhad Shay Rashai, like he got someone which is more to take. He go to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, like the story of Rabbi Yossi, who he had a sharecropper who wanted to go and pay, but he brought it before this man. He didn't want to take it before, so that it should be something that would be connected to some sort of Shokhad. Kisev, Osa Elo Loyamatulayolam, someone who does these 11 things will never falter. When he got this pasuk, he used to cry. And he said, man, David Lahul Kulu, Hudloyam. Somebody does all these things, he's not going to falter. But if he does only one of them, he's going to fall. And they're like, how are people going to get all 11 of these? It's too much. Amalei says, no. It doesn't say you have to do every one of them. Miksiv, Osa Kol Eila. Is there someone who does all these? Osa Eliksiv. Some people that do these. I feel like, even if you do even one of these things, you made it. You're good. D. Lotem, if you don't say that, then Siv Krochun, if a Pasuk talks about all the Arias, Al Titamu B'chol Eila. Don't defile yourself with, you know, all these Arias over here. Hasam Nami Hanugeh B'chol Eila. Hu D'matami. It's only if someone does it with one, with all of them. But the B'chadamina Elo, if you do it with one of them, you're okay. Elala B'rachas B'chol Eila. What it means if someone does even one of them. Hachanami Achas B'chol Eila. If someone does even one of them, is in good standing. Bo Yishayahu V'amidon Al Sheish. So we had 6:13. Davenel comes and puts it on 11. Yishayahu comes in and Yishayahu puts it on 6. And he says the following. This is a pasuk. Say, where's in Yeshayahu? Holich tzedakos, someone who walks with righteousness. V'dover mishamun speaks with fairness. Mois bebetzem mashakos, he spurns extortionate profit. Noer kapov mitmoch b'shochad, he shakes his hand from holding a bribe. Otin ozno mishmo adamim, he closes off his ears from hearing about bloodshed. Says the Rivan, Ozno Chasuma Vestuma Vedavish Ze Shalo Yishma, but Dover Genai Veshosek Vahinu Damim Lashon Shtika. He's being quiet. He closes his ears from hearing blood. Said Votsim Einav Miros Berad. He closes his eyes from seeing evil. I missed the Rivan Yerasi, and that's someone who is Mois Rebetza Mashako, someone who spurns extortionate profit. It says the Rivan Shalo Rasalito Atzma Rishis Hagesh, Shehevilo Adam Echad Shabbat Ladun Lefanov, Afa Gav, the Havakoin, Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha, Mishum de Dami, Kiilo Oshek Lekoin, who Shayurago Zeh, Litin Lo Matnosaf. He didn't want to accept the things, even though maybe he was even allowed to go into such a thing. So now the Gemara goes ahead. And breaks it down. Number one, holy tzedako, someone who walks with tzedek, with righteousness. Ze Avraham Avinu, right? We talked about so far. The Sefer says, "Ki adativ l'man asher yitzaveh." I know that he commands his children; they're going to follow the ways with righteousness. And tzedako mishpat l'amahavi al Avraham asher dibar alav. So that is Avraham Avinu. Number two, v'dover misham. Someone says, "Fairness says she'enu maknet p'nei chaver b'ramim." This is talking about someone who doesn't embarrass his friend in public. Number three, Mois Rebetza Mashakos, who spurns extortionate profit. Kigon Rabbi Shaul ben Elisha, like Rivan brought before, he wouldn't accept the gifts that he was able to get as a Kohen from somebody who usually gave them to a different Kohen. He didn't like to go ahead and to take the stuff. He looked at it like his kilu is like stealing from this person. Noer Kapov Mitmoch B'Shochad, he shakes his hands from holding Shochad a bribe. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, a service on Rabbi Yossi, who the story that we brought that we just saw before, and that is his arisa can go and pay him, but he didn't want to take it because then he was going to look at the case in the wrong way. Otem azdo mishmo damim, who seals his ears from hearing of damim bloodshed, lo shama bezilusa detzubrim abadam b'shasek. He's talking about somebody who would not remain quiet when he heard a derogatory thing made against a great sage. He would get up and he would say something. So his ears are closed to these type of things, to which he doesn't respond, meaning he always gets up and he speaks up. And that's what the Rivan said before, that the word damim doesn't mean dam but blood, but domim meaning quiet, being silent. You go in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, like the story of Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that the Gemara brings in Bava Mitziah, says the Rivan, Basochis Apolim, Denafik Richsha, Miudene, Vitchese, Litse, Bechelma, Va'amala, Hai Damash, Vizilusa, Ditzurba, Mirabanan, Velo Mache. What happened was, is that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon told his wife to put his own body in the attic of their house, and it didn't decompose. And one day she saw there was a worm that's coming out of his ears, and she saw, oh no, maybe it's decomposing. And then she had a dream, and it came to the dream and said, no, and he's getting punished because once he didn't protest when there was a negative thing said about a Torah scholar, and therefore, right, so he would always go out and he would speak up over there, and that's why he was held on such a high level when he didn't do it. The bezusa of Tzurim Abadon v'lo machi wasn't moche. Can we buy le alma b'chayev have a rugged ledactic? So clearly, that means that during his lifetime he was very careful. Bekachul fikach hikpele goes bracho love also the palm shalom michal. The time he didn't, he was makpid on him. Number six v'otzami nava yiros bera shuts his eyes from seeing evil. Kid Rav Chiya bar Abba, Dam Rav Chiya bar Abba. Zeh she'inu mistakel b'noshim shoshom zal kavisa. This is somebody who does not look at women when they are involved in doing the washing at the river, living in a van down by the river. They wouldn't go and look at such a thing. Uksiv, and it says, Hu miromim yishkan. All right, the next passage says, he shall dwell in the heights. All right, so this is a person who followed these type of things. Ba-micha, we're continuing our Yerida Sedaros. Comes along, Micha, and Micha puts it on three. I mean, no, so shaytach sim. Pasuk says, guess where? You got it, in Micha. Higid lecha, adam matov, umah, Hashem darish mimcha. He has told you, oh man, what is good? What does Hashem require of you? Kiyam asos mishpat, to do justice. V'avas chesed, to love kindness. V'atznei aleches, and Hashem lekechen, to walk humbly with Hashem, your God. Now, asos mishpat, do justice. Zehad din, din, din. Right? That's talking about the laws. That mishpat is a din that you could have figured out on your own, even without the Torah telling you, come on, be a human being, seichel. Number two is avas chesed, love, kindness, zeh gemilas chesedim. This is being gomel, chesed. And number three, atnei aleches, to go quietly with Hashem, discreetly, with the modesty. Zeh tzos hameis v'achnosis kala. This is talking about burying the dead and Achnosis Kala, helping those women get married, says Rivan. Dichsiv behu leches tov leleches el beis. Sorry, let's try again. Dichsiv behu leches. And we know tov leleches el beis evel, leleches el beis samishta. Right? Once you do these things, which are usually done in public, in a quiet way, right? Don't take away from the mitzvah by letting people know that what's going on over here. Yeah. Things that are not generally done, you know, in a discreet manner, like a funeral, like a wedding. Amar Torah say lechas is saying to do it modestly. People should know about it, do it quietly. Dvarim shedarkan lasus b'tzina, lechas kamikam, things that are meant to be done quietly. If people are not to like, you give tzedakah or something like that, it should be done with it. No one should know about it. Chazu Yishayah b'minol shtayim, that comes on Yishayah, says Rashi, ba Yishayah ben Amotz, kol shadurus. Shalmata, he was matam, is getting less and less, and he was miming them on two. Wow. These are the ones you should be mastering. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem, shimu mishpat vasu sadaka. He said, observe justice and perform righteousness. Bo amos amidu achas, kamilang amos, and he was miming them on one. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem, labeis Yisrael, dirshuni v'chiu. Thus said Hashem to Bnei Yisrael, seek me and live. What does that mean? Come look for me. come look for me and do my will. Maskev l'Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ema dirshuni b'chol haTorah kula. Seek me by doing, by keeping the entire Torah. Ella, no, Bach Havakuk, Remir Malachas, he can put on one shenemar, Vitzadik, Be'emunaso, Yichya. The righteous person will live through his Emunah, which, like the Vilna Gaon explains, what is Tzadik Be'emunaso Yichya? That's Bitachon. Live with your Emunah, living with it, making it practical, making it real. Unbelievable. Okay. Amar Rav Yosi Rechanina, Arba Gezeres Gaza Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael, the four Gezeres they were given from Moshe Rabbeinu, Baba Arba, Arba Nevi'im, Bitlam, Arba Four Nevi'im came along and they mevatel them. Moshe Amar Vishkan Yisrael Betach Vadad Ein Yaakov. Moshe said, Yisrael shall dwell secure, it should be secure in solitude when they have tzaddikim, like Yaakov Avinu, who are with them, which means only if Yaakov, if you have these great people with them, then they're going to have that, but not you're in trouble. But Amos Abitla, he's in Mavatel, Shenemar, as he says, Chadal na miyakum Yaakov, Hashem, please refrain, how will Yaakov survive? He's so small. In other words, don't do what Moshe Rabbeinu said to do, because we don't have people on the level of Yaakov, and then we're just not going to survive if you do that. Uksev, the pasuk says, Nicham Hashem Azos, Hashem was Nicham from such a thing. Like, see, he backed out of it. Number two, Moshe Amar, Vagoyimahim Lo Sagiya, and among the nations, you will not be tranquil, right? You won't find tranquility when you go into exile. By Yirmiyahu, he says, Holoch Lahargiel Yisrael, go to bring rest to Israel, even when they're in their galus. The Rivan, paragraph now, it says, first of all, the last one, Miyakum Yaakov, Miyuchol Lios, Chassid Ki Yaakov, Ki Katan, Hu Kitanim Him, Hatov Mishor Yitzadikim Yaakov, no one's liking the level, so please get rid of it, get rid of it. Next it says, Mikan Ve'ilich Miperish Rabbeinu Gershom, Holoch L'Argiel Yisrael. So now it's Rabbeinu Gershom. Here we go. She'el Ahem, Menucha, Begalus, and Lishem, Menucha, in their Galus, Moshe, because that's number two that happened over there, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem allowed that to happen. That's how you see today. How could it be that in Galus and people are thriving? You know, how could Yidden be thriving in Galus? The answer is because Baruch Hu listened to this plan, this begging over his pleading. Oi, big shout out to Yirmiyahu. Moshe Amar Poket Avonavos Al Bani. Moshe said he recalls the iniquity of his parents upon the children. Obviously, only if they fall in their ways. Sins, it will die. I mean, nothing to do with the previous, right, with the parents over there. Number four is Moshe Amar Vavalat Magoyim, and you will perish among the nations where you're going to go to Galus. But Yeshaya Vamar Kimini says, Vayabayamahu, Yitaka Bashova Gadol. It will be on that day that a great shofar will be blown, and those who are lost in the land of Ashur are going to come to Yerushalayim. They are going to be lost among the nations during their exiles, but they will not perish. So let's survive. Amarav, Misafina may I crab avalatim agoyim. I'm worried about this pasuk, and you will perish among the nations. Maskev Rapapa says, Dilma ka'aveda mispakeshes. Maybe what it means is something that's a lost object that's being searched for, and not something that's getting destroyed. Says Rashi, v'nimtzeis la'achizman, it's found afterwards. Well, Rabbi Yerushim. Tuchsev, ta'isi kiseh oved bakeshavdecha. I've strayed like a lost sheep. Seek out your servant. So maybe that's what's going on. Ella misefet dekra. Rather, it's because of the end of the pasuk that he's concerned. Va'achlos eschem eretzayvechem. The land of your enemies are gonna eat you, which implies that they're gonna perish when they're in exile. Chalila v'chas. Maskel v'marzotra duma ka'achilas kishuim v'dluyin. Maybe it's like eating cucumbers and gourds. That only some of it's eaten. The others just are left over, says the Rabbeinu Gershom. So it's okay, even though, you know, even that one, we're not going to be totally lost. Here we go. This is after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we have these great sages. Imagine, Gamaliel, you're walking down the street, you see Gamaliel, Blessed and Zion, Yeshua, and Rabbi Kiva. walking along the road. B'shamu kol hamona shel romi miplata, and they heard this big great sound that was going on, that the sound of the Roman crowds that were in the plaza by Rome, says Rabbi Yerushan Bayi Shal Romi. Berachok Meir the SML is 120 mil away, which is very far away. V'hitzchol bochen, they started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Mitzchak, Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. Amalo, they said to him, why are you laughing? The enemy is so big. Why are you guys crying? So they said, Amalo, halalu kushim, shimishtachavim, latsabim, mekachin lavodzka chabim, yoshim betach vahashke, those heathens, or they're bowing down to Avodah Zarah and the burning incense to Avodah Zarah, they're living in security and calm and everything's good. Va'anu beis hadom ragle elokeinu saraf, and for us, the house which Hashem's footstool, you know, of our God, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, is destroyed. So, of course, we're going to cry. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Oh, I skipped a word there. Va'anu beis hadom ragle elokeinu Sarif Baish, it's in fire. V'lo nifkeh, we shouldn't cry. Amalami says to him, l'kachani mitzachik. He says, that's why I'm laughing, that's why I'm smiling. My love, Ritzonu Kachav, this is for those who don't follow Hashem's will. Then look what happens, look at the reward they get. Lo sif tana alchus kamakama, the people who do follow Hashem's Baruch Hu's will, how much more are they going to gain? How much more are going to get? Shubha machas hayolam l'yushalayim, and at the time they're going, Yushalayim, kevet jigil haret sofim, karuba bigdeyam. When they got to haret sofim, which I think is where I live, by the way, haret sofim. When they got there, they saw destruction. They ripped their clothing, and Kevin Shigil Arbayas, they got to Arbayas. Ro'u, they saw Shua. There was a fox. Shiyatsu Bitz Kachar Kachar was coming out of Kosher Kadashim. His Chilim Bochim, they started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Mitzachik, he started laughing. Amr Lo, he said, why are you laughing? Amr Lo, why are you guys crying? Amr Lo, Makom Shekosu Bo Vazar Karev Yumas. The place which says that the Zara Karev, someone who goes there, who's a non-Kohen, who comes next to him, is going to die. V'achshav Shulam Hilchubo, V'lo Nifka. They've got foxes that are walking all over him. We're not going to cry. And they say back to him, L'kachin Mitzachik, that's why I'm laughing, that's why I'm smiling. The pasuk says, V'aida li Eidim Ne'amanim, Is Uriya Kohen v'zichariyahu ben Yiverchiyahu. I'm going to bring summon trustworthy witnesses for myself to Nevi'im. Uriya a Kohen and Zechariah ben Yiverchiyahu. V'chima inyan Uriya eitz Zechariah. What shaychus these two people? You're putting them together in the same sentence. Uriya v'mikdash Rishon, Zechariah v'mikdash Sheni. One was in Bayis Rishon, one was in Bayis Sheni. No shaychus. Ella tala kasan uosa Zechariah ben uosa Uriya. By the fact that we're together, the pasuk is trying to bring a connection between the nevuah of Zechariah and the nevuah of Uriah. But Uriah Ksev, it says, "Lachein biglachem tzion tzadet techeresh," because of you, Tzion is going to be plowed like a field, and basically it's going to be destroyed. But Zechariah Ksev, it says, "Od yeshu zakenim, zakenis rechov Yerushalayim." Old men and old women will once again sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. Ad shalunis came in the voice of Uriah. If that Nevu of Uriah didn't happen, that it was destroyed, I was worried that of Zechariah is not going to be upheld. After this guy was voted Zechariah, now they see that the Nevu of Uriah was upheld. So be Yadush, it was Zechariah's game. I said, no, that the one of Zechariah is also going to be upheld. But Lo Shenazeh Amrulo, so they said back to him, Akiva Nicham Tanu. Akiva, you have been Menachmas, Hadron Aloch, Elu Hein Halokin, Uslikilab Maseches Makus. You know what our minhag is? He says, Hadron Aloch, we're going to be Hadr on this. Let's go back quickly to the Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, which is the beginning of this parak. The Elu Hein Halokin. Havalachos, Valachos, Aviv, Valachos, Imo, Bam. Now that we go to that, Mazatov for finishing Maseches Makus. 24 minutes. Unbelievable. 24 daf, 24 minutes. Get ready, my friends. We're about to start Shavuos. This is going to be exciting. A tremendous Mazel Tov. You should take joy and excitement for the fact that we get to be involved in learning Hashem's Torah. Ashreinu Mato Chelkenu. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.